Former UK Conservative leader to Biden. Stay out of Brexit, worry about killing and rioting in USA. By Jack Montgomery on September 17, 2020. British Conservative politicians, including a former party leader, have told Joe Biden to stop lecturing Britain on Brexit and worry about stopping the killing and rioting in the US. 77-year-old Biden has waded into the acrimonious negotiations between the British and the European Union on the side of the EU, warning that, if elected, he will block a British-American trade deal if the British government does not submit to the EU's demands with respect to Northern Ireland. The globalist bloc is allegedly threatening to use the powers which it will retain over the British province of Northern Ireland in the event the EU and UK do not agree a trade deal to block food from being imported from the British mainland. The British government had agreed that Northern Ireland would continue following EU regulations and state aid rules in the event of a no-deal situation in order to maintain the open border with the EU member state of Northern Ireland, but is now pushing forward legislation to disapply parts of this agreement if the EU interprets them in an abusive and extreme way. The EU is enraged by this supposed breach of international law, and Biden appears to have taken its side, warning that he would punish Britain, but not the EU, if a so-called hard regulatory border between the two Irelands was created. British Conservative MPs are firing back at the elderly presidential candidate. However, with former party leader and cabinet member Sir Ian Duncan Smith being particularly combative. "We don't need lectures on the Northern Ireland peace deal from Mr. Biden," Sir Ian told The Times. "If I were him, I would worry more about the need for a peace deal in the USA to stop the killing and rioting before lecturing other sovereign nations," he added. David Davis MP, a former leadership contender and the inaugural Secretary of State for Brexit, suggested that Biden's intervention was hypocritical, saying, "Perhaps Mr. Biden should talk to the EU, since the only threat of an invisible border in Ireland would be if they insisted on levying tariffs." Another MP, Joy Morrissey, was even more straightforward, saying the Democrats' interference was clearly all about the Irish-American vote. Biden's implicit demand that the British submit to EU demands on trade and regulations in order to preserve the open border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland was ostensibly in aid of the Good Friday or Belfast Agreement. This saw the Provisional Irish Republican Army, IRA, agree to stop assassinating British officials and bombing civilian targets, including schoolgirls and remembrance ceremonies at war memorials, in exchange for convicted terrorists being released and Sinn Féin, widely regarded as its political wing, allowed to enter a power-sharing arrangement on the local executive. The IRA waged its terror campaign despite a large majority of Northern Irish voters backing the province's union with Great Britain in a 1973 referendum. It is also not entirely clear which Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic having different regulations or state aid rules would actually break the peace treaty, as a so-called hard border in this respect would not actually have to be physical. A hard border between the two territories already exists for the purposes of value-added tax, VAT, and currency, for example, without the treaty being affected. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.